Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. And now to the book bag. And what do we find there, Roald?
Well, I thought since it is National Poetry Month and we have poets on, we ought to recommend at least one book of poetry. Poetry gets short shrift in our culture, and this might make up for it. I would like to begin by recommending a book by Pablo Neruda, the Chilean poet who won the Nobel Prize for Literature, and who became he called himself the Walt Whitman of South America, because his work resembles Walt Whitman a lot. But what is interesting about Neruda is that every book that he wrote, he reinvented himself, so that the reviews always said, well, this is really good stuff, but it's not Neruda. It's not Neruda. And his work got longer and longer and longer, and in the middle, Heights of Machu Picchu was about as long as Leaves of Grass. And then gradually, as his poetry developed and changed, it got shorter and shorter and shorter. And at his death, they discovered on his table in his home in Isla Negra on the coast of Chile the manuscript for what became The Sea and the Bells, poems of 10, 15, 20 lines that are just beautiful and haunting and simple and direct, so that all this huge amount of writing, you know, boiled down to a last few short lines. And to me, The Sea and the Bells, a short book, worth getting, worth having, and worth reading, just is incredible.
But they say poetry is what's lost in translation. Is the translation hold up as poetry?
The translation is usually, the Spanish is usually there with the poems. I don't know Spanish well enough to know. Something has to be lost, certainly. But these poems are so simple that I can't imagine that that much is lost.
Well, I ran into a book the other day on a remaindered shelf. It was by Dave Barry. It's called Insane City. And Dave Barry is a columnist I very much admire. He's funny, but technically I admire him because he works in a very narrow range, and that is the immature adult, the adolescent who never grows up. And he always writes his column from that point of view, and he can be funny again and again and again. And I marvel at the technical ability to do that, to be plowing the same field and growing new stuff while you do it.
Yeah, you keep thinking he's going to run out of material, and he never does.
Well, he does in this novel.
Okay.
Insane City. I understand the premise. We're starting out, and he writes, but it is the most prosaic writing I've run into in a book. And quite frankly, and I found this astounding, I just ran out of interest. I finished the first chapter, and I thought, I think I can see where this is going. But the writing, as it proceeds, just does not engage me. And I can understand why it was on a remaindered shelf. There's some people who function well in one form, but don't always score in another. His first novel was pretty good. It was clearly written for a movie script, because the movie was made, and it had many outlandish things in it, but they were pretty funny. But the novel, no. As I say, you can buy it for $5.98 now, but I'm amazed that I think it's the first Dave Barry creation I have put aside and thought, I'm not interested in reading anymore. I don't know if I've changed or if he, in fact, is not as good as I thought he was.
Well, and you're recommending this book?
No, I'm not recommending it. I'm just warning you.
Oh, all right.
But if you
The Sea and the Bells in its place.
Yeah, pick up Sea and the Bells. If you want to test my judgment on this, it's only going to cost you $5.98, so you're not going to lose a lot. But, that's odd. I thought that I saw this and I thought, oh, great, great bargain. I'm going to buy that. I missed it. I never heard about the book. So I took it home and immediately opened it up, but immediately closed it.
Well, maybe he's better with shorter material.
I think so. I think that is his métier, as they say. He functions best when he's writing short stuff and he's being funny. But anyway, so Pablo Neruda and Dave Barry, what a pair. And with that, I think we'll summon our theme and head on out of here. Thank you very much for tuning in today. It's been fun to talk about books and to visit with our guest today, who was Dale Hockey. I'm Don Wooten with Roll Tweet. We'll be back next week at the same time for another edition of Scribble.